You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize!
Well, I'm gonna tell you just like this. I'm gonna tell you just like this. I'm drunk. Yeah, I've been drinking, but I wasn't driving.
I'm fucking drunk.
Wait,
now I'm drunk as fuck.
Yeah,
I know my limit, and I ain't had enough.
Damn.
Hey, you with that ass? Shake that shit.
Shake.
Tonight is what you make of it, some motherfucker.
Shake it, pop it,
wobble,
shake it just for me. Gold around my neck and I ball. Girl, I'm Mr. T. You give that girl a couple shots and I guarantee she gon' shake for free. She says she don't dance with the lights on, need the right song. Guess what, girl, it's that beat. Now let me
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mr. Tariq Elite, ready to spit that hot fire. Today's show is brought to you by The Sex Symbol Diet, how to attract highly desirable people and things through what you eat. This book explains how to increase your vibrational energy so that you can attract the people you want. The ebook is available at thesexsymboldiet.com. It's on sale for a limited time for just $9.99, so get that. Also, today's show is brought to you by the Bell Hair Company, a company that sells hair weaves, especially Brazilian hair weaves. Don't put just anything in your hair, ladies. Go to bellhairco.com. That's B-E-L-L-E, hairco.com. And today's show is brought to you by the Book of Barbers, Volume 1, How to Fade by John D. Barber. This book teaches you the barber game, how to stack your money up, how to build your clientele, how to get your cash flow going. Check that out at Amazon and iTunes. You can get the ebook download for just $2.99. And today's show is brought to you by The Bad Boy's Guide to Dating. That's by Mr. Licario. It's an instructional DVD course that teaches you everything you know you need to know about interacting with quality women. Get it at MrLicario.com or ILookSexyNaked.com, ladies and gentlemen. And today's show is brought to you by Hidden Colors and HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's where you can get the hit documentary Hidden Colors. And you can get all my books on Amazon.com. You can get, let me put on my Mackin music. You can get my book, The Art of Mackin, The Art of Gold Digging. You can get the great book, Black Players. All of that at Amazon.com, The Elite Way, all that stuff right now. And my lecture that I did in Chicago, Relationship, Riches, and Race, that's going to be available on Amazon and iTunes pretty soon. Y'all stay tuned. The game is hot. They're finishing up on the editing for that, and the game is just so hot, and you guys don't want to miss that. So that's going to be coming to you soon. And also my new movie, The Eugenist, the horror movie, that's going to be available on iTunes and Amazon pretty soon as well. So we're going to chop up some good game on today's show. We got a lot of folks calling. Let me see who's calling so far. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, player? This is a Jay out of Detroit.
What's up, Jay out of Detroit? How you doing, player?
Pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind, dog?
Yeah, I got a little situation. So I was at Walmart the other day, and I was in the parking lot, and I was backing out the parking lot, and I kind of bumped into this girl's car. And when I got out, you know, I saw what I did, and it wasn't nothing serious or scratch. And so we exchanged a real cute Mexican girl. And so the other day, you know, I was like, you know what, I feel bad for hitting your car. How about I take you out to lunch? And so we had set up plans to go out to lunch this weekend. I was going to ask you for your opinion on that. Is that something that, like,
no,
like
that's,
how
that's
should I handle that situation?
That's a cool thing. You better hope she don't show up to the date with her lawyer. Like, hey, this is the nigga that fucked up my car and gave me a damn concussion.
When I was looking at the damage, like, she was like, you have insurance. I was like, you know what? I can go to the AutoZone, have some stuff to clean it off, and that's the plan. So it's nothing really serious. It's like a little scratch. So how should I play off on this weekend?
Okay, so anyway, you called her up and you said, hey, let me take you out to lunch, and she's down, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
She started laughing a little bit, and she was like, that's fine.
That's cool. I said, hey, man, that sounds like a chance encounter, a very ideal chance encounter, and that's what women like. That's some romantic shit. Now, let's say you guys get it popping and a relationship pop off, you know, that's a real romantic way to meet each other. That's a very chance, random thing. So she's feeling that. So I just say, go along with the program. You bumped into that car, you need to bump into that pussy after that date. You understand? You need to crash, you need a collision in that throat. That's what she... So, let me know how the date... Now, how does she look, by the way? How does she look?
She's a real cute American girl. I'm scared of 1 to 10. She's a cool 7.5. She's a cool 7.5.
Okay. So that means she's kind of chunky.
When I hit the car, and I was kind of nervous. I didn't want to know who that to bump into. I was like, you fucked with my car, you know, cussing shit. But she was real cool, you know. She wasn't acting a fool. She was kind of calm, you know.
Oh, yeah, a hood rat. Yeah, if you hit a hood rat, would have jumped out the car and rolled on the ground, started hollering out, she got whiplash.
I was worried about that. But she played it real cool. And so I was like, I should take you out to lunch. So, and you know, my treat.
Take her ass to El Pollo Loco somewhere. Go. And let me know how the date goes, man. Thank you for the call, my dude. That's romantic. I hope my man gets it in with old girl. He hit the girl's car, asked her out on a date, and she's down to go. The Latina girls are cool like that. Speaking of Latinos, speaking of the Hispanic community, I saw a video of some Spanish simping. It's this Dominican dude. I think the video's on WorldStar. Shout out to everybody at WorldStar. But the video is on WorldStar. It's this dude, he's Dominican, and this nigga's simping. He's on video. I think he must have done some kind of camera thing or Skype to his girlfriend. And fellas, this is why you never do stuff like that. You never Skype your simping, because women always use that shit against you. And this woman, whoever he Skyped, simping, crying, she put it up on the internet. Now everybody's, you know, going in on the dude. But I'm going to play a clip. And I've never heard Spanish simping. This dude is simping in Spanish. And it's real funny sounding. And some of you guys might understand. I don't understand Spanish that well. But the guys, like, it's funny to hear nigga crying in Spanish. Adios mios, no me cantes. Come on, dude. So shout out my Spanish dudes. Y'all gotta stop that simping, because I always get on the brothers for the simping and all that. Well, the brothers here, but because some of y'all are brothers too. I don't like to differentiate. Y'all just brothers with accents for the most part. But this is a little sample of the dude simping. Hold on.
Princesa, mire de verdad. Yo nunca te sigo infiel. Nunca te engañar. Tú eres lo más importante que yo tengo en mi vida. Y más ahora. Yo no quiero que esta relación se destruya por un simple chisme.
And this nigga has snot coming out of his nose. I mean, it's real sad. And on WorldStar, they got the translation. He's like, look at me, I'm doing this in public, I love you.
Así gritando como yo. A mí no me interesa más nadie, solamente...
I gotta hit this nigga with some music. Hold on. I can't even hit this nigga with Brian McKnight. I gotta hit this nigga with some Gloria Estefan. Hold on. Let me hit this nigga heavy.
Es lo más importante que yo tengo en mi vida. Y más ahora. Yo no quiero que esta relación se destruya por un simple chisme. Mira, lo digo a lo público así gritando como yo. A mí no me interesa más nadie. Solamente tú. Uy, a mí no me importa, yo voy a poner. Porque yo te amo. Yo nunca te he engañado, yo nunca te he sido infiel. Tú eres lo más importante que yo tengo. Sí, es para que todo el mundo me vea y para que tú me veas. Que es verdad, yo te amo. Yo te amo, yo quiero estar contigo nada más. Yo te amo, yo quiero que seamos felices. Yo te amo, te amo, te amo.
This is some of you Spanish niggas. That's some pathetic shit, man. Come on, man. Y'all gotta chill out with all this simping. We got Spanish simps, American simps, English simps. Y'all gotta chill out with the simping, man. I mean, we're having a simp epidemic out here. I ain't never heard no Spanish fucking simping. That nigga needs his Puerto Rican Dominican card revoked. Snot running out your nose, some Goya powder all in your goddamn mouth. Come on, player. Y'all got to give up the funk, man. Y'all got to stay true to the game. Let me put my Mackin music back on. This is why the game is needed, man. The game is needed heavy. It's too much simping going on out here. My Dominican, Puerto Rican brothers, y'all got to step it up too. The game is universal. What's up? Who's calling?
What's happening? I'm Philly.
What's up, man? What's your name, brother?
My name is Aaron Artis, A1 Artis.
There you go, man. What's going on out there in Philly?
Oh, man, schools closing, you know, hidden agendas, you know, nobody's meeting, you know, just a little confused, you know, because I have a voice, and it's kind of hard, you know, when you don't know a meeting until that's over through the media, you know, they post, you know, what's going on after the event, don't post anything prior to, so it's just like a communication, you know, clear channel. You know, it's just weird. I mean, it's just something going on. Hey. I don't understand what the problem is.
There you go, man. Hey, man, thank you for the call, brother. Okay, that brother was... Oh, I mean, I know I don't have a particular subject that I announced, but that brother, he act like he called the goddamn Fox News. His brother called up with some real political stuff. All right, this brother... this nigga act like he called the Al Sharpton show. All right, I feel you. Sometimes cats get a little bit too heavy. But I feel you. With something about the school system out there, you know, which is a very relevant topic, but it's a little out of context to right now. We're just chopping up some game right now. But I feel the brother, man, and shout out to the brother who called. Shout out to everybody in Philly. Speaking of game and simping, by the way, I was looking at television the other day, and there's some real whack shows on television. There's some very whack shows on television. They're just not, especially with people of color. I mean, there's 500 channels, and I'm just strolling, and you rarely see people of color on television. People of color just not represented. Black people, Moorish people, African American, we're just not represented on television. This shit is pathetic. It's like beyond pathetic. The only shows where black people are represented on like a main television or mainstream television is like the VH1 shows. But it's just hard pressed. I'm just looking for Moorish faces, black faces, and it's just very difficult. I'm like, this is sad. The state of television right now. This is why we got to do some things with the internet. I want to do some things online to give people an alternative, because television is real funny style. But I digress. But I'm looking at Love and Hip Hop. A lot of you guys look at Love and Hip Hop, and it's a pretty decent show. A lot of those hip hop shows, the Basketball Wife show, you know, a lot of these women, what's up with a lot of these East Coast women? And I'm not saying all of you, but on a lot of these shows, there's some very husky goddamn women on these shows. They're not really quite fat yet, but they're real husky. Like Love and Hip Hop, the women are just these big, light-skinned, Dominican, these husky women. And they have shapes on them, but they just big fucking arms and big shoulders. Like, what are y'all eating out there in New York? What are y'all feeding these women? These big, brolic women. And some of them are sexy, but they're just brolic as fuck. And they're just like one Krispy Kreme donut away from, you know, Flab City. But some of these shows are very interesting, though. You know, some of and again, these women are very husky. Some of these Basketball Wives, some of the women look like basketball players. Damn, a Basketball Wife. But anyway, I'm looking at Love and Hip Hop, and they got this dude, Rich Dollars. And Rich Dollars, he's supposed to be a manager. I think he used to work with Bad Boy Records back in the day, and he's managing the singer Olivia, and he's managing this very lovely Latina young lady, Erica Mena, that he's dating on the show. And this nigga is simping so hard on the show. He's managing her. He's banging her. They're dating, and she's kind of running him. And you can see the pussy-whooped energy all in his eyes and his spirit. Let me play a clip of this just to give you an idea of the stuff that's going on. They're arguing, and she's talking at him and yelling. Fellas, y'all gonna have to start checking these women. And it's sad to see this dude, because you can read his face and just tell that the pussy, the whipping is just devastating him. He on the show, he keeps talking about dropping her, not dating her no more, but the fact that you are engaging females and they're coming at you sideways and loud talking you and all that, it shows a lot of simping. Now here's a clip of the show of last week or this week's show.
I'm the only one giving. You want me to give you everything?
I'm sorry that I am not like your other clients. Can I finish? Where I sit around and wait for you to...
Now, right there, first of all, off the rip. Now, on some player shit. Now, if I'm talking to a woman and her voice is like that, the conversation is over. If her volume goes past 10, we're going to stop the conversation now. Fellas, you're going to have to learn how to check little shit like that. Just the fact that she's getting loud, That shit has to be checked. I'm not engaging in a conversation with nobody who's yelling at me. No. That ain't going to happen. We're not going to do that. That's number one. But the fact that he's letting it go on, you're already losing. But let the conversation go on.
To do all the work for me. I'm sorry if I'm a hustler.
What are you talking about? I bought the record. I put you in the studio. I did all of that for a chick who's not even signed to me.
For a chick.
Because that's what it becomes. In essence, what the contract did was legitimize this. So I'm not looking crazy out here buying records, giving records to people, doing this, looking like a fucking meatball.
My loyalty enough is legitimate records. Enough.
So sign a damn contract when somebody's trying to help you and ask you to sign a contract. Are you not doing me no favors, sweetheart? Like, I don't even feel the emotion right now because...
See, let me say this, man. A lot of times, engaging women in some of their fuckery conversation, you're losing. You're trying to win an argument. But the thing is, you can't win an argument like that. You hear the way they're talking? That's a fuckery argument. You can't win an argument like that. You know why? Because you're losing by virtue of engaging that shit. The fact that you're even entertaining a fuckery argument like that, you're already losing. So it's a lose-lose situation. So you're just going to look like a big simp. And the guy, you know, the rich guy, he's looking like he's about to cry. And he even cried on the show a few times. I talked about that. But my man, and dudes like that, I'm talking to all the rich dollars out there in America and worldwide. You're going to have to step your game up and keep your chicks in check. Because women know when they got you pussy whooped. Because when they talk to you like this and you engage them, they know they got you. When a woman starts coming at you sideways, telling you some shit, yelling what you need to do for her and all that, and if anything out of your mouth is other than these words, you simping. You're supposed to say one thing and one thing only, and that is get the fuck out my face with that bullshit. That's all you're supposed to say. And what is Rich? People keep saying that this guy's Hispanic. What is he, Dominican? Is he Puerto Rican, Dominican? What is he? There's a lot of Latino simping going on here. So I'm not sure the brother's background, but I think somebody said that he was kind of he's a Hispanic guy himself. So let me give this nigga some Hispanic simp music. Let me get something special for this nigga. Hold on, let me play it. Let me play him and play a little something for this simp nigga.
Because I know I'm right. I've done all I can do to help you. And if you don't understand that I'm on your side or have been on your side, the things that you do is what made me go away. You made your bed. Now it's time to lie in it. It's just like you're not comprehending that, yo, this dude really rock with me. And he's doing this thing out of the kindness of his heart. But I don't give a curse about me.
I got to play this Spanish simp music for this nigga. Y'all got to step it up, fellas. Y'all really messing the game up. Engaging women in these conversations. Kissing their ass so they can stay around. Scared to tell them to shut the hell up. Scared to put the women in check. You can't be scared to do that, fellas. I don't give a damn how good the cooch is. I know Puerto Rican cooch is good. Puerto Rican cooch is the bomb, especially young, 20-something Puerto Rican cooch. It's off the chain. But you're going to have to put that simping up out your heart and step your game up. Put your Mac boots on. You understand me? Anyway, I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Let me put my Mac and music back on so I can spit from the hip. Let's see who's on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling. What's up, who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? What's going on, Northridge?
There you go. What's going on with you, Mike? What's happening in Northridge, player?
Man, I got a little situation I wanted to get you to, Sarah.
Go ahead.
All right, well, I'm a landlord over here at this building. I'm a college student. There's this female in the building, man. She been giving me mad choosing signs, you know what I'm saying? Looking, conversating, doing this shit. And I'm thinking I should go about, you know, putting my bid in with her. Just keeping it on there like that. Well, I don't want to get too, you know what I'm saying, because this is my workplace.
Okay, now wait, stop. Let's stop for 1 minute. Let's stop. I already know what the deal is. Okay, so you got this chick. You're a manager at a building, at an apartment building, right?
Right.
Okay. And you're a young dude. You're a student. And the chick, is she single?
Yeah, she's a student.
She's a student, too. Okay, you know what the deal is? She's trying to spit at you so she can get some free rent, dude. That's what it sounds like, my nigga. She's going to try to give you a hand job for about 2-3 months off of that motherfucking rent. So you better watch out for that. Don't let her put you in a trick bag. She's spitting at you. She's a college student. She's struggling. She's out here in California, Northridge, CSUN. I know y'all go to CSUN. The rent is a bitch out there around CSUN. This chick might give you a little hand job to get a couple of months off, my dude. So be careful of that. And understand and make sure it's a genuine choose. You understand?
Yeah, that's
you, make
that's
sure. Yeah, because sometimes it could be a genuine choose because there's a lot of little freaky ass girls who go to CSUN. But again, there's some hustling women out there too trying to get it in because rent is a bitch. They ain't got no money. They ain't working. Times are hard. So you got to be very careful. These women are on that grind out here in L.A. So there's always an agenda somewhere. So don't you get to simping out here in the game. You understand me?
Nah. She invited me up to the crib on Thursday because she was like, yeah, I'm cooking and we drinking and blah, 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 blah. You should come through.
Wait, she invited you to her crib on Thursday to drink with her and all that stuff?
Yeah, she said she cooking and she, you know, they getting drunk or whatever.
Wait. They getting, oh, so she's inviting you over with a whole bunch of fucking people, right?
Nah, it's just her and her roommate. And her roommate got a boyfriend literally there, and she'll never bring up to the spot. So I was thinking it's probably gonna be him there and her and her roommate and her.
Nigga, and that ain't the move right there. You don't want to be around her and her roommate in that little bitty ass spot. If anything, you want to get her back up to your spot. You understand what I'm saying? If it's a genuine choose.
Yeah. Her body,
get it back. See, that's not a genuine choose. She's not choosing correctly. That's what I'm saying. That's why it seems like there's an agenda there. You understand? Right. So don't let there be an agenda. Don't let the female play you for some free rent. That's what it looks like. And again, don't let your ego get in the way. I don't want you out here simping, brother. You feel me?
Got you. Right.
Thanks for the call, player. Y'all got to understand the game. Look at the game from every angle. Look at the game from every angle. So anyway, let me get into what I'm talking about today. Today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about dating down. I'm talking about dating down. Why do people date down? Why do people date not out of their league, but many cases below their league? You date motherfuckers and you know, or you should know, that you can actually do better. A lot of people date down. Now, men and women do this. Now, why do men date down? Why do women date down? Generally for the same reason. A lot of people date down because of low self-esteem. A lot of people date down because of lack of confidence. A lot of people date down because of laziness. A lot of people date down because of low expectations. But the thing is, a lot of times, man, when people date down, they like to make excuses on why they're dating down. Men and women do this. Men and women make excuses on why they're dating down. Like, you see a dude who can actually get better, and you say, hey, dude, what's up with you dating old girl? Old girl, face is kind of strong, dude. Why are you dating her? And he'll make some dumb excuse up like, okay, I know her face ain't all that, but she got a gang of ass. That's whack. No matter how much ass she has, her face looks like a fucking sand wolf. So stop making excuses. You see dudes with like a real pudgy, flabby, overweight chick. And you're like, damn, dude, what you doing with her? You can do better than that. She's like, nigga, she be breaking me off, though. Nigga, what, really? I mean, is it really worth kicking it with a chick for twos and fews? Is it worth dating a rough looking chick for basically gas money? It's not worth it. So people date down because of internal issues that they have, and they try to justify dating down. Men do this, and women do this, and women do it times 10. Women do this majorly. And you know what women do? Women date down, and they collectively have excuses on why they date down. That's one of the reasons why so many women, and let me get on the sisters for a minute, a lot of black women. Let me get on y'all, and I'm not trying to beat you up, but let me get on you culturally. A lot of Moorish American women, black American, African American women, a lot of black women claim that independent woman thing simply as an excuse to date down. Let me say that again. A lot of black women will use the banner of being an independent woman as an excuse to date down. I want y'all to think about what I just said. I want you to internalize what I said. I was looking at the Housewives of Atlanta this Sunday. And the ladies of the show, they were in Las Vegas. And they were going to a strip club. They were just doing a whole bunch of stuff in Vegas. And, you know, the women on the show, there's NeNe, Candy, Cynthia, Phaedra. And the fine one, the finest one on there is a lady named Portia Stewart. She's married to the ex-football player Cordell Stewart. Portia is the finest one on there. She's the youngest one on there. And she's the finest one, and she's the sexiest one on there. Portia's that, she's fine. I've said that before. Portia's a fine, sexy motherfucker. Don't get it twisted. Portia got it going the hell on. Now, some of the shit she says is kind of dingy, but yeah, she's dingy like a fox. She ain't got to be on no Einstein shit. All she has to do is just look cute for her dude and be cute for her dude. But anyway, on this show, the women were going around Vegas doing stuff in Vegas, and the women wanted to go to a strip club. And Portia was like, you know what? Nah, I don't, you know, I don't really want to go to no strip club. I don't want to do that because, you know, that's kind of disrespectful to my dude. And then the other women just jumped on her case with all of that ignorant niggerous talk. Girl, child, yo, man, controlling you, girl, child. You know, they start, you know, every other word is girl, child, honey, girl, child, all that old nigga shit. But they were getting on her case for saying, hey, I don't really want to go to a strip club. That's not my cup of tea. I don't want to do that. And they're like, oh, your man control you. I wouldn't want my man controlling me. You better stop letting your man control you. Talking all that sucker shit. I hate when women who are basically over the hill, and I say that not to really shit on these women, but we're going to have to keep it 210. A lot of these women are over the hill. And when women are over the hill and really out of their prime, they try to project their own dysfunctions onto women who really got it popping. Because the only one who really, really has it popping is Portia. That's why she's the most feminine one. That's why she's the most sexiest one on that show. That's why she has her shit together. Because there's an order. There's a balance with what she has going on. She has a dude who's wealthy, taking care of her, and she's chilling. Like you're supposed to do. And the thing is, a lot of times when women got this thing where you don't want to listen to your man, because the woman Portia on the show, she was like, yeah, my man, he lets me do certain things. And the women were like, let you, girl, let you. I don't like that word, let you. And NeNe was saying some shit like, I'm so glad that we independent and free. We can do what we want. I mean, what the fuck y'all talking about? What you want basically is the option to run the fucking streets. You want a trophy for that? And because when women say, I want to do what I want to do, that means one thing and one thing only. Run the fucking streets. When women say that shit, I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it, that means run your raggedy ass in the streets. Bravo. You got the right and the freedom to run the streets. Do you want a fucking cookie? Y'all act like that's some kind of major accomplishment, the right to run the damn streets. And a lot of times, you're too old to be running the streets anyway. You up in the club, you got arthritis, come on. Sometimes it's cool to sit the fuck down. It's cool to sit down, ladies. But it's unfortunate that a lot of women, like the ones on the show, they try to jump up and beat up on the women who really have a functional relationship. And Portia, to me, is the only one who has a truly balanced and functional relationship. This is why, again, this is why she looks better. A lot of these women, the other women, you know, they got fat pockets all over their body. I mean, they're not bad looking women, but you can see the stress on them. The stress is there. And again, when you look at some of the other women on the show, and I'm just using them as an example, this information is applicable to all the people listening and some of the women listening. If you look at the women on Housewives of Atlanta, most of them, they've dated down. Let's look at NeNe. NeNe is always bragging about how she's the breadwinner, how much money she got, and how she ain't gonna give Greg a key to the house. I mean, she's bragging about that shit all the time. She's dating down. She's marrying down. Because I don't think Greg had a whole hell of a lot of money anyway. And Greg seems like a nice guy, the guy who's married to NeNe on the Housewives of Atlanta. And let's look at Candy. And I love Candy. Candy's a sweetheart. But Candy's kind of date down. On the show, she has a dude that she's, you know, they're in love with each other, and that's a beautiful thing. But on the show, she mentioned that the dude moved into her spot. Now, when niggas are moving into your spot, that means you dating down. Especially when it's a dude who's damn near 40 years old, a nigga moving into a woman's spot. The woman, you're dating down if a nigga's moving into your spot. That's not a good look if you really want to go there. I mean, it's cool for what it is, but for women to start kind of downing other women who got it popping, you're not at liberty to do that. Now, there's nothing wrong with dating down, but don't start popping your collar as if you winning over the woman who's dating up. That's my thing. Now, let's look at Kenya on the show. Now, Kenya, poor thing, she's trying to date down, and that didn't even work for her. This woman's trying to get in where she fit in. Even the niggas who she's trying to date down for ain't even checking for her. They're cool on that baggage. And look at Phaedra, who's on the show Housewives of Atlanta. Phaedra's very attractive, nice little bubble on her, and I like Phaedra, but Phaedra's dating down. She dated a motherfucker who's fresh out of prison. You're a lawyer. So you're not at liberty to really speak on a female's relationship, and she's got the shit popping. And again, a lot of us, especially in the African American community, we try to use dysfunctions and we try to wear our dysfunctions as a badge of honor. You try to pop your collar to the dysfunctions. And women dating down is a dysfunction. That's why there's so much imbalance in our relationships and our families. I pop my collar to Portia. She's doing what she's supposed to do. You're a fly chick. You get you a nigga who's balling out. That's what you do, and you respect that nigga. That's life. That's how you do it. That's how relationships are supposed to be. Respect. And a lot of these women out here, y'all don't know how to respect a dude. You're not used to respecting a dude, so the thought of respecting a dude is foreign to you, and this is why so many of you have dysfunctional relationships. Remember the white lady Kim Zolciak on the show? She said, fuck y'all and that show. White women know how to cash out and go sit the fuck down somewhere. White women are like, look, I ain't really trying to run the streets, and you gonna criticize me? Fuck all of you. And she bounced. I ain't even mad at her. She's like, I'm about to be home with my man and my kids. I'm trying to run the streets? I'm damn near 40. And y'all sisters want to be up in the club. Y'all 55, 60 years old. Just because your skin is still smooth and everything, it's cool to sit the fuck down, though. Just because you can do it don't mean you should do it. And then try to throw salt on the women who are coming up in the game real fly and heavy. But again, like I said, Porsche's cute, no stress. All that independent shit, that's for the birds. That shit is corny. She ain't paying no bills. Her man is paying the bills. She just does feminine shit. She tries on dresses. She tiptoes around the house and does what a woman's supposed to do. Look cute. I love it. Don't nobody want to pay bills and all. I'm a man. I don't want to pay bills. I don't like doing all that shit. I do it because I have to do it. That's my job. That's my role. Who likes paying bills? I know women don't. Y'all pretend you do. Don't nobody like that shit. Y'all don't like it. I don't like it. Y'all don't like it either. If I can get me a cool sugar mama, I wouldn't pay damn bills. I'm mad Oprah ain't returning my calls now. Shit. I'm trying to come up in the game. But the thing is, man, sometimes you're going to have to just go ahead and throw in the towel and mature gracefully and not shit on people who's winning in the game. There's nothing wrong with being an adult. There's nothing wrong with not running your ass in the streets. There's nothing wrong with not club hopping. Ain't nothing out there in the streets for you. Y'all out there trying to campaign for superficial compliments. And a lot of times y'all date down to get those compliments. Y'all take compliments from any little dusty nigga. You get to that point, you become desperate for compliments, desperate for motherfuckers to act like you still look fly. So y'all got to step it up. There's nothing wrong with stepping it up. And again, if you're talking about how independent you are, and if you're talking about how a dude can't tell you shit, how a man ain't going to let you do nothing, you can do what you want to do, 9 times out of 10, when you talk that shit, you are dating down. You're dating some dude who's socially beneath you, where you can talk that dumb shit. Because when you talk to a man or deal with a man of means, you're not going to be coming at him with that nonsense. That nonsense is going to be checked at the door. So ladies, you're going to have to learn how to be functional within your relationships. And now we got to keep it 210. Because a lot of times women date down. Not just because they want to run the streets and talk slick, but a lot of women date down because a lot of times your look ain't together. A lot of times your look is a beast. A lot of times your looks ain't hot. I get emails from ladies like, "Hey, Tariq, I'm having so many problems with dudes, and every time I get with a dude, it don't end right, and just I go through so many men, and they don't want a relationship." And I'm like, okay. I don't know what the problem is. I need to know more about you. And they're like, "Well, this is my Facebook page." And then I see their Facebook page and I'm like, "Oh, okay, I see. You shaped like Forrest Whitaker." So that's the thing. A lot of times, if your shape is a beast and your look is a beast, you're going to have problems. So again, you don't want to say that to people, but you got to keep it 110. And if your look is a beast and if your shape is a beast, you can do things about it. Sometimes you're gonna have to put down some of the cupcakes and barbecue sandwiches. Sometimes you might have to get a couple of little Botox shots. Sometimes you're gonna have to get some liposuction, some shit removed, twisted around. So you might have to do that. Ain't nothing wrong with doing that. If you spend a whole gang of money on just weave, you might as well spend it on a couple of fat removers. So sometimes you're gonna have to reshape your game, reshape your look. What was that chick from that Jersey Shore? That Snooki chick. She was a hot mess. Her body was a beast. Her body was shaped like a goddamn lunchbox. She had a flat ass, square body, big stomach, chins and cheeks. I mean, her shit was real raggedy. And I saw a picture of her recently. They got her looking right. They did a little contour of her body, did some to her face. They got her looking right. She didn't have a couple of, she had kids. I don't know if she had a couple of kids, but I know she had a kid. But now they done did something to her body, removed a rib. I don't know what they did, but her body is looking better, and they've made her over. So a lot of times, man, sometimes women, you can save your money and make yourself over if your look is just that much of a beast where you're having problems getting dudes. Don't just suffer in ugliness, goddammit. Get your shit right. Save your money. If I was a hideous motherfucker, I'd get my money together and get something done. I go over to Thailand or China and come back looking like Morris Chestnut around this bitch if my look was fucked up. I'm already fly, but I'm just saying, if I wasn't a fly nigga, I'd make that change. if it was fucking with me. Now, if you're an unfly nigga physically and you're comfortable with that, because you don't really need to be fly as long as you got a tight mouthpiece as a dude. But if it's bothering you, you can go ahead and fix that. Fortunately, we have all types of technology that you can fix whatever ails you psychologically. Let me get one more call before I get out of here. What's up? Who's calling?
Damn, I got to do this motherfucker.
There you go. I feel you, player. I was spitting from that hot fire, man. What's your name, player?
What's up, man? It's Dre, man. I'm over on the East Coast. It's like 5 in the morning, man. I'm proud you guys got this show going on, man.
Yes, indeed.
I'm just calling you a little shout-out, man. I want to know if you going to come out with the Chicago DVD.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be out in about a month from now. It should be out in a month. We're finishing up on the edits now, and it looks great, man. And the game is very heavy on that, and you guys are going to love it. So I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I got the
that.
Photoshop. Yes. And they told me that you put that out isn't real well, so, you know, I want to copy.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the lookout for it, though.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you for the call, player. Yeah, man, that Chicago lecture. Everybody's talking about that one, man. That was a very good lecture, man. I hate bragging on myself, but the game was fucking hot. The hot buyer was hot, man. I had a great time in Chicago. I love Chicago. And, man, we just had a very good vibe. And you guys are going to love that film when it comes out. Anyway, let me get up out of here, y'all. Y'all got me here chilling. I'm enjoying myself chopping up game with the family. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Yo, my new Hidden Color Olmec t-shirts are coming out in a couple of weeks. Stay tuned for that. The new Hidden Colors Olmec t-shirts. Y'all saw me wearing one on Ustream this weekend. They're going to be out on the market pretty soon. Real fly. I keep you guys posted on that. Follow me on Twitter @TariqNasheed. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been real. Y'all have a good one. Peace.